AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. It's no longer a search and rescue effort. It's now a search and recovery. Nearly 2 weeks after a 12-story condo building collapsed near Miami. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Ray Jadala had to tell victims' families.
The transition from search and rescue to search and recovery. You know, especially knowing that we have numerous victims that are still trapped in the rubble.
On WPLG, he says the way the condo tower pancaked didn't leave the big voids they were hoping for, and victims they had found showed no signs of surviving the violent collapse. And
we did not get an alert on a canine. A sensor trip for sound.
Chief Alan Kaminsky says rescuers are sad but still dedicated to handing over remains to families.
And we'll continue moving forward to try to locate everyone's loved ones.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
54 bodies have been found in the rubble. Some 80 people remain missing. Later this evening, officials and rescue workers held a moment of silence and said prayers at the site. President Biden visits a community college outside Chicago to bolster support for a plan to invest in child care, health care, education, and other aspects of everyday life, what Biden calls human infrastructure.
Those of you who are moms, depending on what in here, depending on what your income is, you know, you're about to get a big check. No, not a joke.
A Haitian government spokesman says police have arrested the presumed assassins of President Jovenel Moïse. Spokesman did not provide further details about the assassination or how many suspects had been arrested. A Terre Haute, Indiana police detective, Greg Ferency, a 30-year veteran of the force, was shot and killed today outside a federal office building. The person who shot him has had surgery at a local hospital. This is AP News. A second strong month for jobs as ads for more than 9 million jobs were posted in May. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
U.S. employers posted a record number of jobs in May for the second straight month as the rapidly rebounding economy generates an intense demand for workers. The Labor Department says the number of available jobs on May 31st was 9,210,000. That's an increase of about 20,000 from April, and the most since records began in December 2000. The report also says the number of people quitting their jobs dropped in May from a record high in April, but remains elevated, and the percentage of workers getting laid off in May dropped to a record low. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An up day across the board on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 104 points, the NASDAQ was up 24, and the S&P closed up 14. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.